That's right. Time to us our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 31st of August. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in 1056, after a sudden illness, Byzantine Empress Theodora died childless, thus ending the Macedonian dynasty. Emperor Michael VI attempted to fill the gap, but was forced to abdicate the throne exactly 1 year later in 1057. 1422, King Henry V of England died of dysentery while in France. His son, Henry VI, became King of England at the age of only 9 months old. No pressure, kid. 9 months old. Got a nice little empire there to maintain. Irish rebels, with French assistance, established the short-lived Republic of Connacht in what is known as the Irish Rebellion of 1798 on August 31st. The Irish Republic would be defeated barely a week later when Great Britain did what it did best and sent a force more than 10 times the size of the Irish and French forces to utterly crush the nascent state. 1888, Mary Ann Nichols, the first of Jack the Ripper's confirmed victims, was murdered on today's date. 1897, Thomas Edison painted the kinetoscope, the world's first movie projector. As part of World War I, on August 31st in 1918, the Battle of Mount St. Quentin under the leadership of Lieutenant General Sir John Monash began on today's date. Australian troops crossed the Somme River and broke the German lines at Mount St. Quentin and Peronne, managing to seize and hold a pivotal German defensive position, albeit with around 3,000 casualties. 1935, in an attempt to stay out of the growing turmoil in Europe, the United States passed the first of its neutrality acts. And speaking of which, in 1939, Nazi Germany mounted a false flag attack on the Gliwice radio station, creating an excuse to attack Poland the following day, thus marking the official beginning of World War II in Europe. 1945, the Liberal Party of Australia was founded on August 31st by one Robert Menzies. I'm sure it sounded like a good idea at the time, but well, look how that one turned out. 1962, Trinidad and Tobago became independent. 1991, Kyrgyzstan declared its independence from the Soviet Union. And a very sad day in 1997, Diana, Princess of Wales, the People's Princess, her companion Dodi Fayed and driver Henry Paul died in a car crash in a Parisian tunnel. Extraordinary day. Do you remember where you were when that one happened? I was still in school, but I do remember it very, very well. Some famous birthdays for us as well. Roman Emperor Commodus was born on today's date in 161. Richard Gere is 69 this morning, and funny man Chris Tucker is 47. Some famous musos for us as well. Rudolf Schrenker of Scorpions is 70 this morning. Gina Schrock of The Go-Go's is 61. The youngest woman to write, produce and perform a Billboard Hot 100 number one single, Deborah Gibson, 48 this morning. Craig Nichols of The Vines and Del Marcus of The Scissor Sisters, both turning 41. But we are going out on this one this morning. Going out to Van Morrison. Van the Man, he's 73 this morning. Started out in the mid-60s with the R&B band Them, but then went on to an absolutely legendary solo career. Written and performed hundreds of songs over his career. Released his 39th studio album, You're Driving Me Crazy, April earlier this year, so still going strong. We're going out on just a personal favourite. Title track of his 1970 hit album, Moondance, from Van Morrison. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low in all the night's magic. Seems to whisper and hush in all the soft moonlight, seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you? Oh, my love, can I just make some more romance with you? Oh, my love, one more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La, 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 la. On
Can I just have one moment dance with you, my love?